You're listening to Rochester Speaks, and I'm Carl Schmidt, joined today with Justin Cogswell of Operation Buildup. How are you doing? I hope you're doing well today.
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no. The pleasure's all ours. But what is Operation Buildup all about? You want to tell us about that one?
Yeah, definitely. So we started our mission back in 2016 as just a small group of veterans. At that time, it was Marines, about four of us that I had served with. And we just got tired of seeing our friends return home from overseas and become homeless or fall through the cracks and become one of the statistics at 22 per day, which is the current suicide statistic for veterans. So we got together and said, you know, how can we help people out to prevent them from falling through the cracks and, losing control of their life? And we decided that one of the last lines of defense for our veterans before they go into a downward spiral that they can't control is transportation. Once they've lost transportation, they've lost the ability to prosper, and it's really only a matter of time before they go down the tubes and become very stressed out and make some brash decisions. So we started buying these cheap vehicles, $500 vehicles, nothing great, off of Craigslist and fixing them. And then we would find veterans in the community that recently had a vehicle repossessed. A lot of times they had been evicted. You know, their lights are going off. Their bills are going off. They have kids and dependents. And we would surprise them with this vehicle. And it's amazing. The moment we give the veteran that vehicle, their life instantly changes from that moment. It's very cool. There's very few places, there's very few things that you could do to get that kind of immediate result. So it's magical to watch.
I think that's really cool, seeing something like this on the local level, at least. Because I know there's a lot of national organizations out there. You give them money, and then it goes all over. It does good, but you really don't see any changes affecting your community and home.
Exactly. And that's a huge problem in the segment. A large portion of nonprofits, 80% of the funds they collect don't actually end up going to the cause at the end of the day. You know, it'll go to administration fees, it'll go to marketing, it can go to you name it. It pretty much just blows out. You know, out of $1 million, you'd be lucky if $100,000 or $200,000 even goes to the cause at the end of the day. And that's where we're different. We're 100% volunteer. Everybody puts in the time. A lot of the people that help out with our mission are veterans that we had surprised in the past. They show up and help with the vehicles. So when people donate to our cause, it is going to those vehicles, which are going to the veterans. And but we need much more community support. So we're really hoping and praying that the community will stand back behind us. We just popped our mission back up after having to take a knee during COVID like so many others had to.
So you were talking about the $500 cars. I remember looking on Craigslist years ago, and, you know, they were out there. And how has that whole post-COVID metrics changed all of that? I mean, everything has gone up.
Oh, that's a very important point. Yeah, so those $500 vehicles no longer exist. We did become a 501c3 back in 2016. So at that point, the community was able to start donating vehicles to us, which has been a large part of our business model, which has helped us out a ton. But on the opposite side of that, we're still paying for the parts and the paint and the bondo and things of that nature. And those prices have also tripled. So we had an average cost per mission prior to COVID at about $650. And since COVID, now our average cost to get a vehicle done is about $1,500 or $1,600, and our donations are about 20% of what they were. So we are fighting an uphill battle, but in the same sense, also, our requests for vehicles are two or three times higher than they ever were. So more veterans are hurting now and needing help and assistance now than ever in the past. So there's never been a more important time to step forward and support those that have sacrificed everything for us because they are in dire straits.
So has any of the missions that you've done so far accomplished really stuck out to you that you really, really took to heart?
Yeah, actually, there's one that I love to talk about because this particular Marine just recently passed away. We did this mission about 5 years ago, but you know, it's just one of those things. It's one of those moments that I'll just never forget. We had a Cadillac DTS that was donated to our mission, and it was donated by a Marine that had passed away. And this Cadillac only had 18,000 miles on it. It was brand new, and it was beautiful. It was black. It had black leather, nice wheels. I mean, this was a very expensive vehicle. So we saw this vehicle as an opportunity to raise some funds for our mission. We created a raffle. We were going to raffle it off in 60 days, and we were selling raffle tickets for $100 a piece to people online. And we had sold $4,000 or $5,000 in raffle tickets when I got a phone call. The phone call that I got was from Major Patrick Miller, who actually just recently got promoted. So he's no longer a major, but at the time he was a major, and he's the Fort Hood hero. He also runs the Southern Tier Wounded Warrior concert event every year. So Major Patrick Miller called me up and said, "Justin, do you got any vehicles you can surprise veterans with?" I told him, "We don't. Only vehicle I've got is this Cadillac that we're raffling." And he said, "Well, here's the situation. I've got a Korean War veteran. This guy was a frontline sniper under Chesty Puller, and he has two Purple Hearts." Now, any Marine out there knows Chesty Puller is the godfather of the Marine Corps, and this was one of his frontline snipers. I said, "Well, what's going on with this Marine?" He said, "Well, he's outside of ride for ride services. He needs medical treatments. He has no vehicle. He doesn't have the money for it. He's living in a small trailer. He's 100% legit. This is the real deal guy. This is the Rambo of his year. And they just don't make Americans like they used to. This is America's greatest generation here." He said, "Look, he's got people dropping off groceries to him. They're supposed to come every week. Some weeks they don't even show up. It's just him and his wife here." He goes, "He needs a vehicle. He's able to drive. He has his license. What can you do?" So I said, "I'll call you back in 5 minutes. I hung up the phone. I went to my team. I'm like, "We got to refund all this raffle money on this Cadillac DTS. We got a frontline sniper from 1st Marine Division under Chesty Puller with Purple Hearts that needs it." And everybody went crazy. You know, they're like, "Oh, let's go. Let's do it." So we refunded all the money back on the Cadillac, and people were mad at us about it, but, you know, mission first, it is what it is. And we rolled up to the Southern Tier Wounded Warrior concert with the Cadillac DTS, and it was looking beautiful. I think we combined had about $50 in our pocket because we had to give all the money back. We were dead broke, but we felt great. And we surprised this Marine with this Cadillac DTS in front of thousands of people on the stage. But you know the moment that was amazing to me? When he started walking away, he turned around and looked at me, and he said, "I knew you guys would come back for me," and he winked. And that was it's a moment that I'll never forget. It's just a single grain of sand in the hourglass of time, but it's something that will stick with me for the rest of my life. And he did recently pass away, and he wrote a letter that he wanted to have read at his funeral. And it was all about our mission at Operation Buildup. And he also said, "I want to collect donations for Operation Buildup at my funeral," which they did. And they raised $1,200 for our mission, collected from family members after he read his final letter, which included our mission. I thought that was just, you know, it's amazing. I mean, it's not often that you get to help America's greatest generation. And, you know, to have another Marine turn around and tell, you know, our team, "Look, I need you guys to come back for me." That's just, you know, it's magical. So this is just one mission of 312 missions, and they all are uniquely beautiful and amazing. And the best part is, for anybody that's listening today, they can go to Facebook and just search in Operation Buildup. Every single one of the missions we film live. So even this story that I just told you about this particular Marine, this Korean War veteran, the video of us surprising him and that occurring and him turning around and saying to me is all on live video. So you can just go right to our page and watch all of our past missions and videos, and it shows us working on the vehicles and laying on our backs in mud, and it's raining and snowing and we're freezing, and getting the vehicles done for the veterans, and then showing up and surprising them in their darkest hour. And these are America's toughest men and women. These are our heroes. These are brave people. They don't ask for help. But I'll tell you what, when you show up for them in their darkest hour and give them a resource that they need, and you see them break down into tears, it's an emotion that can't be captured anywhere in life, because you know it's something that they'll never forget. So it's really our honor to be able to do this.
So I know the year's wrapping up. What exactly do you need to fund the organization coming into the new year? What
Yeah,
what do you guys need?
I appreciate that question. It's you know, it's been very difficult. We need a lot right now. I mean, we really are just coming back into the game. We did have to take a knee for a couple years after COVID. So we're restarting without a shop. Also, unfortunately, our company truck that we'd been using since 2016 to haul around the donated vehicles and to haul vehicles to shops to work on them finally rolled to its final resting place with 360,000 miles. And those are operation buildup miles. So these are not easy miles. We've been winching stuff out from tree lines, barns, muddy hills, you name it, and bringing them back to life and surprising veterans with them. So we need a company truck and we need a shop to work out of and tools and things of that nature. So we really are praying and hoping that the community will stand behind us, but not only just the community, we're really specifically right now hoping that some of the companies in the area will stand behind us, because we're in a unique time right now. It's December, and within the next 30 to 60 days, these companies are going to be paying their taxes, and they're going to owe a lot of money. It's just the world that we're living in, and many of them don't know that you can actually write off 10% of your gross that your company made to a nonprofit. And since we're a 501c3, we give them a tax-deductible invoice that they give to their accountant, and it's a wash. So rather than giving the funds to the government, they can give it to an organization like ours that is doing so much good in the community and saving lives. And not only that, we have such a large following. I mean, 60,000 just on our Facebook page, 30, 40,000 on our Instagram page that are very dedicated and loyal. The people are watching and seeing who's standing behind us, and the companies that have, all of a sudden their following on the internet has exploded. So there's really no better form of advertising and showing how patriotic you are and how much you care about those that sacrifice everything for us than by standing behind us. So, you know, if you do own a local company, large or small, or if you work for a company and you could speak to the president or CEO or chain of command and get us an opportunity to speak to them, just go to Facebook and search Operation Buildup. That's Operation Buildup, our page. And if you message us right through there, it will come right to me, and I'll be able to answer your questions, set up a time to come in and speak with you. We have an accountant on board to get all the paperwork straightened out and make sure it's a smooth process for any donations. But we really need to come up with a significant amount of money to be able to accomplish our mission to continue to help these veterans. We've surprised four over the last 6 weeks, laying on our backs in mud and rolling around with a couple volunteers, and it's been an amazing thing. But the process is very tough without a company truck and a shop. It would go a long way. Plus, you know, the civilian volunteers show up, and once they see it snowing and we're laying in mud jack stands,
they don't have that perseverance.
Yeah, their fingers and toes get cold. They're out of there.
It's not raining, you're not training.
Yeah. It is a hostile environment. So I'm really hoping that the community stands behind us and we get some traffic to our Facebook page, Operation Buildup, and some messages from some companies that want to support us, that want to show the community that they are patriotic and they stand behind those that serve and sacrifice. They need us now more than ever, so please consider it.
I know you said a lot of the big companies, and everybody wants the big donation right there, but for the small guy out there, the person listening right now, what can the individual do?
Yeah, so people can get involved in many ways. They can make monetary donations to our mission, which they can do right through our Facebook page. We put a donation post right at the top for people to view. And they can also donate vehicles. If you have a vehicle that you'd like to donate to our organization, as long as it doesn't need too much work, because like I said, we don't have access to a shop at this very moment. So there's some repairs that we can get involved with under our current circumstances. Perhaps a mechanic. I mean, we are the world's worst mechanics. We don't have one mechanic that helps us out. We've got a bunch of veterans, and we YouTube everything, and we're usually arguing over who has the best YouTube video to fix an issue. So it can be a bit of a mess. So if you're a mechanic and you don't mind throwing on some warm boots and gloves and rolling around in some mud, we would love to have you. And there's other kinds of events as well when we're not You know, sometimes we're just showing up at the veteran's house with a vehicle. We call that a run and gun mission where we don't need volunteers. But sometimes, you know, we've done them at Bill Stadium. We've done them at Frontier Stadium. You know, things like this where we can set up a booth and have people assist that way. So there's many ways. Graphic designers, marketing companies to help us with our website and to help us with marketing. Also, business mentors are invaluable. So any of these kind of contacts would help us get to the next level where our main goal is helping as many veterans as possible and making our job as easy as possible, you know, along that road.
I know we talked a lot about the giving portion, you know, to Operation Buildup here, but, you know, for those out there in need, what do they do?
If you yourself are in need of a vehicle and you're a veteran or a family member, so usually what happens is a family member of the veteran will reach out to us because, you know, veterans have a lot of pride. They cry in silence, which I think is one of the main reasons why we're deteriorating at home, because we don't ask for help. And when we're faced with difficult situations, we just tell everybody, I've got it under control, when they don't always. So a lot of times the submissions that we receive will be from family members of the veteran that say, hey, my nephew's a Marine or he was in the Army, my cousin, my son, so on and so forth. Here are the problems that he's facing. So if you match the requirements for that type of situation, they would go to our Facebook page, Operation Buildup, and they would message us the story of the veteran. But what they want to include is the veteran's military service history, how long they've been out, how they lost their vehicle, what kind of issues they're facing since losing their vehicle, whether or not they have dependents is important. And also, like, what are they a veteran from? Is it a Vietnam veteran, Iraq war veteran? Did they serve overseas? Did they not serve overseas? And the third party contact. Because what we'll do is we'll stay in contact with that third party and we'll do our research and our due diligence. We spy on the veteran. We got to make sure they're legit. About 20% of our submissions are scams. So it's very important for us to do our research to make sure that this is a viable candidate. And then what we'll do is we'll contact that third party and set up a place to walk in and surprise them. We've done it at, you know, people's jobs. We've done it at home. We've done it all over the place. And we'll walk up and we'll throw them the keys and the title to a new vehicle. And from that day forward, they have the opportunity to build the kind of life that they deserve. And they never forget it for the rest of their life. They never forget it. I get calls daily from veterans that we've helped out in the past. And it's such a grateful community, but you got to surprise them or they say no. You know, too much pride.
It is a lot of pride in the community. So other than donations, time-wise, what somebody have to do to get involved, you know, on the ground level, you know, fixing stuff?
Yeah, so if somebody wanted to volunteer, the best way to get in contact with us would be on the Facebook. Just search Operation Buildup in the search bar and go to our page and just message us right through that page. Right at the top, it says click the message. And if you have any questions or if you think you have some ideas, if you want to volunteer in any capacity, donate a vehicle, maybe you're from a company that wants to sponsor one of our missions and make an end-of-year tax-deductible donation, you do that right through the Operation Buildup page on Facebook. Shortly, we will be able to purchase our old domain name back and get our website back up. But we're just kind of limping in the door as we speak. We're still getting it done. We've done 4 missions in 6 weeks, which has been amazing. But yeah, if you want to volunteer some time, just go to the Facebook Operation Buildup page. Just message us and get involved. I've got a list of people that when we drag the vehicle in, I call up. I say, hey, we're going to start digging into this today and tell them the times we're going to be working on it. And people just kind of come and go and show up based on their work schedules, an hour here, an hour there. And everyone kind of has their own expertises or things that they kind of know or think they know. And, you know, but we get it done. 312 missions. Unbelievable.
312
cars. Yep. And we've done a couple houses and some service dogs. But 312 cars. There's a lot of vehicles cruising around this town here that we put our blood, sweat, and tears in.
Thank you very much, Justin Cogswell, and sharing with us about Operation Buildup.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity. It was a great time.
For those interested, check them out on Facebook at Operation Buildup. I'm Carl Schmidt, and this was Rochester Speaks.